fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 25th day of August, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with something that if Kamala Harris, is that her name? Kamala? And Joe Biden were to hear this, they would cringe and probably look the other way. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I haven't given this for a while. It's important. If you have a team of men and women that are going to get together during these hard times to come, make sure all your team members have mechanical wristwatches. Mechanical wristwatches, not battery-operated. Mechanical wristwatches. At my website at thelibertyman.com, I've got a number of selections ranging from very inexpensive to Rolex wristwatches. And get what you need. Get what you need and do it now while you can, of course. All right, we're going to have open outlines this first hour. We begin our Tuesday roundtable at the top of the hour. And I should remind people that it is now 7:03 a.m. here in the central part of the United States and 7:03 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand. How about that? All right. We talked yesterday quite a bit about the John Moore Patriot Training Course at Lake of the Ozarks, October 18th to the 23rd. It will be a great opportunity to get some high-speed tactical training. We all arrived, myself included, Sunday afternoon, the 18th, at the Margaritaville Lake Resort. I was down there a couple months ago. It had been quite a while. Last time I was there, it was called Tanterra. Margaritaville spent some serious money, tens of millions of dollars, to refurbish, rehab this place to make it look brand new and fresh, beautiful place. Monday, the 19th, we start with our basic tactical pistol course. That's all day long at Freedom Center USA. And we have a two-day tactical rifle course, the 9th, the 20th, and 21st, also at Freedom Center. And then the last 2 days, we'll be doing training at Margaritaville, including the following. We will have combat first aid trained by a combat medic. Booby traps, emphasizing non-lethal sound or light-generating booby traps. The use of a map and compass, cross-country land navigation, and communication security called COMSEC. It'd be a great opportunity to learn some skills and be on your way to being safer and be able to help train the people on your team with the things you learn. You can make your reservations by calling our event organizer, Betsy Murphy. If you don't have internet access, she'll be glad to mail you a brochure. All reservations have to be in by, I believe, the 21st of September. Betsy Murphy's telephone number, here it is, twice slowly, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. All right. I was looking at what's going on in Kenosha with Wisconsin and how quickly that all came into being, the protests there, the riots. Kenosha is fairly close to Metro Chicago. In fact, you could probably call it a suburb of Chicago, quite frankly. It didn't take long for the communists, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, to mobilize their people, travel to Kenosha, and begin their communist insurrection, destroying property and injuring people. Didn't take long at all. We have some callers coming in here. Our first caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Morning, John. You know, when you were a young man, when I was a young man, we went in the military. If anyone would have told us that America was becoming or had become what we see now, we would reject that out of hand, wouldn't we? We'd say, never in America. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Is that a pretty good statement? It would be beyond our belief.
You know, we were looking at half a century ago, and at the time, it would not occur to me that the events we're witnessing could ever take place. That's true.
And they were planned long before, weren't they?
Decades.
So here we are in, here we are in 2020. And actually, this morning you brought a smile to my face. Because right now, John, it is 7:06 in Bangkok, Thailand, and it's 7:06 a.m. in Tennessee. So that's an amazing thing. But yet apparently there's a reason that you bring it up quite a bit, you know, kind of like making fun of someone that would think that the earth is a ball might have been a lie.
Well, it's 7:08 p.m. in Thailand right now. 7:08 p.m.
Right,
in Thailand.
Right. P.m., correct. But the what I'm trying to get at, John, is the truth that we believed to be a truth 50 years ago, 45 years ago when I went in the military, was still a lie, but I believed it to be true. No one could have ever convinced me in 1975 that America was becoming, by planned, decades in advance of what it is right now. No one could have convinced me. But yet here we are, still believing that the people that have lied to you and I for 50 years about what America was and is would tell us the truth about what the earth is, where it is, and how it, what the shape is. You know, if you understand, if you take the time to really do some due diligence and at least not believe, but entertain the thought and do research, you would see that the math works, that light and dark has nothing to do with the ball. It has to do with the ability of the sun on a huge surface to be able to transmit its light. Maybe it's a directional beam, John, like on an airport. You can see the beacon, provided that you're on the side that the beacon is casting its light. I know I don't want to sound mean. I want to be as reasonable as I can. But if you believe the Bible, folks, the Bible makes it clear the earth has pillars. There's a firmament above the earth. The sun and the moon were made on the fourth day after the earth. And they were placed in the firmament, according to the Bible.
Right,
God created
right.
Not one great light
reflecting. I appreciate your call, but
look,
our time is too valuable.
But,
spend on this. So
too valuable to explore the possibility of exposing
it
the
is
lie.
Too valuable to explore that fantasy. Yes, sir. And this telephone conversation is concluded for the time being. Thank you, sir. I like John. He's a bright guy, but we're not. Our airtime at Republic Broadcasting is too valuable to spend on a fantasy. It is, in fact, 7:10 p.m. in Thailand and 7:10 a.m. here in the middle part of the United States. And John has a fantasy that he is a free country. If he wants to believe it, he's welcome to, but we're not going to devote our valuable airtime to that fantasy. If he wants to believe that privately, he's welcome to do so, but we're not going to talk about it here on this show. End of story. Yesterday I took delivery of my mosquito net mask being fabricated by three lovely Filipino women married to a Caucasian American gentleman here in the United States. And they're beautiful. They look like they're factory made. They're so professionally sewn together. I have an appointment today that I think I might be asked to wear a mask, and the appointment's important to me, so I will wear my mosquito net mask to this appointment. And there's not going to be any problems. There won't be any problems. So I'm looking forward to wearing it in public for the first time today. And it's very compact, folds up, fit in my pocket, my shirt pocket, real easy. It looks pretty good when you're on, and you can clearly see that it's mosquito net. There's no doubt in your mind. You can see my nose, you can see my mouth, and you put it on, you can breathe normally. You can breathe normally. That's a pretty good thing. And anyway, it's Tim Spencer's project. There's no telephone number. If you can't order on the internet, you can't order it. I'm not taking orders. Tim Spencer is carrying the ball on this thing. And I was going to be part of it at one time, but I realized pretty quickly how huge this would become and how I would not have time to devote to this. So if you want a mosquito net mask, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. And go ahead and place your order. They're running about a week behind. These three women are one woman quit her regular day job to do this. she's making more money sewing up these masks than she was at whatever her day job was. So that's a lot of fun, and you need to check that out. I got a note from my engineer here how beautiful Margaritaville is. It is truly beautiful. I was down there it's been about 6 or 8 weeks ago. They have a well-trained staff that is polite and courteous. Unfortunately, at the time, they were wearing masks. There was no requirement for guests to wear masks. If there was, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't. I would not schedule an event there if there was a mask requirement. Just like the two cruises I had coming up. I got a Caribbean cruise scheduled for February. We hope to have those listed later this week, and an Alaskan cruise in June. And I told my event planner that we will not go on these cruises if there's any mask-wearing requirement. And she knows it. My friend Steve Whitman and I are working, and I'm going to get my event planner involved in this also, on renting Steve's resort up there in Maine 1 week next summer, 2021. That'll be a lot of fun also. And we have another caller here. This is a different John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have a question about the spelling of the drug you mentioned is being used in Japan successfully to treat COVID. Could you spell that out?
Well, let me look that up here so we can get that clear. The pronunciation is budesonide. Budesonide. I think that's it. Let me look here real quick. No results. Well, I'm going to have to look that up on a break here for you, John. But it's not just Japan. It's also Iceland and Thailand where they've been using budesonide to make sure that almost nobody dies of the COVID. And more likely than not, the people that have died, here it is, B-U-D, I'll give the phonetic spelling in a moment, B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E. That's Bravo, Uniform, Delta, Echo, Sierra, Oscar, November, India, Delta, Echo. Got it?
I got it. That's okay. All then. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. The hydroxychloroquine has got all the attention, and for good reason. It's an excellent product. It's been around more than 60 years, helping people with various health issues. No side effects of any consequence, apparently. The test that was given to these veterans in a VA hospital was set up to fail because the veterans that they gave the hydroxychloroquine to were very near death before they even received anything. And that was known to the healthcare professionals, and they made sure that the test would fail. Budesonide is another effective treatment. It's been used for a long time. It's relatively safe, as far as I know, and it's been used very successfully in Iceland, Japan, and Taiwan, where almost nobody, and Taiwan is a great example, because it's so heavily populated, so densely populated, that it's been very successful there. Okay, moving on down the line, we have some excellent videos. Under U.S. Protest Riots and Communist Insurrection, we've got the Shadowgate documentary. It's hosted on Brighteon, so it can't be taken down, as it would be if it was on, probably already has been on YouTube, I'm sure. Right above that, very important, Steve Bannon might be talking about this in our roundtable. We're only going to have Steve for half an hour. He's clearing land to create a safe haven for his family. But we have a video done by the Ice Age Farmer, is what this guy goes by. And the Ice Age Farmer has a video interview with an employee of the state of Washington State, inside the warehouse. I don't know if they've got more than one, but this warehouse is massive, with, it looks like, food stacked up on pallets about 20 feet high or so. And he's talking about the issues they're having competing against the other 49 states and the federal government to get their hands on this long-term storage food. So if you're seeing if you pay attention in the grocery store, you may see some items are spread out, that they don't go very deep back into the shelving because there simply aren't very many of them. These grocers are pretty clever about making sure that shelves look like they have product when, in fact, there's a bunch of empty space behind a few items on the front of the shelf. If you're noticing that, and I hope you are, if you're reading the articles, you may see it's being blamed on men and women stocking up themselves for their homes. Granted, there certainly is some of that, no doubt. However, that pales in comparison to the 50 states and federal government competing to buy this food. That's where the real pressure is coming on these food producers. It looks like November may be a critical point before our food shortages become very obvious and very critical. Very obvious and very critical. And this is your heads up. Tomorrow we'll have Chance on tomorrow morning, first hour. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. I'm happy that he's one of the sponsors of my show. Now, last week when we talked, he had enough food to get a two-year supply for 400 families. That's a lot of food. His warehouse covers about a third of a football field. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of August. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great form of insurance. That's what it is. We hope that there's not going to be any lightning strikes on our home. We have insurance to cover that on one hand. On the other, this form of insurance actually protects it from doing damage in the first place. How about that? EMP Shield to help protect your home and your equipment from lightning strikes. We got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
I have a question. Do you think America made a mistake by not stomping out communism after World War II and during the Cold War with military power versus fighting this ideological war we're fighting internally today, where it seems half of our politicians from the city municipal level to the county governments, the state and federal governments, right, half of them are communist.
Right. Well, there was already before World War II a heavy communist infiltration in the United States. And in fact, there's good reason to believe that there were outright communists that were part of the Franklin Roosevelt administration. General Patton wanted to retrain, re-equip the million German soldiers that had surrendered at the end of World War II and combine them with the Allied forces and defeat Russia. That was General Patton's thought, and he was probably assassinated for what he wanted to do. General MacArthur was prepared to use nuclear weapons to stop the Chinese invasion of Korea. President Truman's advisor on these matters said, no, we can't do that because the Chinese have nuclear weapons also. It turned out that not only did the Chinese not have nuclear weapons, but that same advisor was a communist agent himself. So this goes back a long ways, Paul, of communists infiltrating our government and changing things to have the outcome that they've been looking for. At different points, we could have stopped them, but we didn't.
So it was all kind of inevitable that it would get to this point, what we're getting at.
It was made to be inevitable. Truman was lied to. He had a communist secret agent as part of his administration. He didn't know it. When we had the first United Nations meeting in San Francisco, the American delegation, I think, was about 50 men and women. Only two of them were not communists.
Well, I appreciate your take on that. It was just something that I'd been pondering on this weekend and lately, so thank you.
You're welcome, Paul. We appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Every Wednesday, we get a good dose of what's going on with the international communist conspiracy with my friend Jeff Nyquist. I first ran across Jeff. He was writing a weekly column on WorldNet Daily. That was, 18 years ago or so. I became a fan of his, and I contacted him, asked him to be on my show with me. And Jeff was with me quite a while here at Republic Broadcasting on my show, and then we got away from each other, but now he's back, and I'm glad that he is. Jeff is brilliant when it comes to understanding, comprehending the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. He's at the top of my list of people who know this. There's a few others. Trevor Loudon comes to mind, and some others. But it's not a joke when I say that Jeff Nyquist should have his own workspace in the West Wing of the White House advising the president on these matters. I really do truly believe that he should. All right. I know there's a lot of new listeners out there with the guest appearances I've been doing with Mike Adams and Doug Hagman and some others, that people come here to my website, thelibertyman.com, and they're overwhelmed with being so much there. There's literally hundreds of items, written documents, and videos that a person could read and watch. Hundreds, many hundreds. And it becomes even more, that becomes really crystal clear when you scroll down to the very bottom there, where we have valuable links to other websites and so forth. I have to make another special announcement. The Hobby Farm had a contract on it. It's available at my website. This is in my neighborhood. A friend of mine and his wife, they own it. He's a contractor. They built this place to suit themselves. They decided they want to live closer to children and grandchildren, about 100 miles away. So the Turnkey Hobby Farm is back on the market. The contract that was on it has expired. And I know I've been contacted by about two dozen men and women in the past 6 or 8 weeks, people interested. And I had to tell them, well, it's still for sale, but there's a contract on it. Well, the contract's expired. So if you're interested, get back with me on that, and I'll put you in contact with the owner. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 25th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. For you new listeners, we have something that's updated every day at my website, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. If you're interested in what's going on in the world, this is the place to find out. A very dear friend of mine, we met while I was working on a homicide case about eight or nine years ago. And we became very good friends. He's a former counterintelligence agent. He's now retired, and he puts us together every day. It's a lot, and you only need to you don't need to focus on everything. Just focus on the parts of the world that you're interested in to get up to date on a daily basis. Also, at my website, if you have arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. I do, seriously. It's called the Energy Cleaner. So far, almost everybody, I sell 20 of these things a week, and there's about 1% of people that don't get relief. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. But if you have arthritis pain, you need to check out the Energy Cleaner. You really do. Are you not doing the things that you would like to do? Go dancing with your significant other, walk in the park, play tennis, play golf, whatever it might be, because of arthritis pain, well, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Lead ether is a bonus for you. It'll help your husband's libido. Seriously, it will. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads that go with it. Everything's right there available for sale with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. And I also have an address that you can mail a check to. The toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Article here at Natural News, Mike Adams. Sarah Gideon, one of Joe Biden's supporters, made an appearance at the recent virtual Democratic National Convention. And she was the lead person in the state of Maine to stop legislation that would have made female genital mutilation a crime, calling the legislation racist. That's what she called the legislation, racist, to prevent adults from permanently damaging the genitalia of little girls. That's who this woman is, Sarah Gideon. If you're in the state of Maine, you need to be aware of that the legislation was stopped, absolutely stopped. What a barbaric practice. Of course, it's part of Islam. And as President Erdogan said in Turkey, now, you might think, and I do, that the president of a country that's almost 100% Muslim, like Turkey, would know a little bit about Islam. He says, there is only Islam. There's no such thing as radical Islam or conservative Islam or liberal Islam. There is just Islam. And female genital mutilation is part of Muslim beliefs. It's part of Islam. Now, if you don't know what that practice is, I'm not going to get terribly graphic here. But I will say this, that the process that's done on these girls makes it impossible for them to enjoy the pleasure that a woman should enjoy during her adult life by being sexually intimate with her husband. It prevents that from happening. And it's supposed to, that is its purpose, is to prevent that from happening. It's not a side effect. It is the main goal of female genital mutilation, is to prevent these girls from ever experiencing normal sexual pleasure. What a barbaric, freakish, dangerous religion Islam is. And now we have the Pope Francis, is that the guy they have there now? Pope Francis, wanting to merge Islam with Christianity? How bizarre is that? People will say, well, they worship the same God. No, they don't. Christians and Muslims do not worship the same God. That's a fantasy. I don't want to dwell on it too long because it's really serves no purpose. Most of our listeners know that these practices are in fact barbaric and primitive and have no place in the West, no place at all in the West. And it's not a matter of freedom of religion. It's a matter of banning barbaric, freakish, dangerous practices from taking place in this country. That's what it is. Islam has been kind of pushed into the back pages of current news with what's going on with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but it hasn't gone away. Not by any stretch. Not by any stretch at all. So let's get back to things that are more important here at thelibertyman.com. I strive hard. When I'm talking to somebody about having a product that I offer for sale to my listeners. I don't just list anything there. I want to know if it's something that actually does what it's supposed to, first of all. That's the most important thing. I want to know if it's well made, if there's a warranty necessary for it, that it does have a warranty. Safe and effective. I became a Berkey water filter dealer for that reason, and unfortunately, Berkey can't deliver product anymore. We'll be removing it from my website here pretty soon if it's not. Well, we're not taking orders. I accumulated $3,000 worth of orders earlier this year, and I refunded all that money about 6 or 8 weeks ago. But we'll have a new line of very excellent water filters here soon. It takes some work to get those things listed here. But so, we got, maybe a couple hundred Amazon products. That's kind of fun to look at those. And I don't update that very frequently because it's just too much work. Some of them may no longer be available. That's certainly a possibility. But you'll find things under Amazon products you don't know even exist. You will, truly. It's a lot of fun to go there. The newest product, of course, I got is EMP Shield devices, and we talk about that every Monday for about an hour with related items. I'm so happy to be affiliated with EMP Shield. Some things I've been trying to get, I haven't been able to, like Ghost Gunner. Ghost Gunner is an amazing piece of equipment, about the size of a small aquarium that you would have in your home. When I say small, about 16 inches tall, maybe 20 inches wide, maybe a foot deep. Not very big. It's a CNC milling machine that can mill a receiver for a 1911 pistol, an AR-15, and so forth. I've tried unsuccessfully to become one of their dealers. It's been quite a while since I tried. They're just covered up with orders and legal matters to deal with. If you want to see anti-gun liberals go into an absolute frothing tizzy, you just talk about people building their own firearms, high-quality firearms. We're not talking about these ones made from plastic. No, not at all. High-quality firearms in their own homes with no government involvement. You want to get liberal, anti-gun liberals frothing at the mouth. That will do it real quick. How dare you? How dare you exercise your Second Amendment guaranteed rights by privately building your own AR-15 at home with no knowledge of the government? Yeah. So that's why I was interested in working with Ghost Gunner, and I'll look at getting back with them. They have a lot of issues to deal with, getting caught up with their production, dealing with legal matters, which seem to be never ending. It's the real deal. Real receivers machined from real metal that you really can build a high quality firearm with in your home, with no government knowledge, no government paperwork, no government involvement whatsoever. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. I'm a big fan of that, obviously. I don't have one myself. I don't have any particular need for that. That could change. Never say never, as they say. But if that's something of a goal of yours, I would encourage you to check out Ghost Gunner. It's spelled just like it sounds, Ghost Gunner. And get yourself a CNC milling machine. Last time I checked, they were less than $2,000. The price may have gone up. It's a lot for the money. Once you've built, maybe six receivers, the machine's paid for itself. These receivers are going up in price dramatically. And I don't know what all receivers they've got programs for right now. The two that I recall offhand would be the 1911 and the AR-15. Obviously, there's many different receivers because they're all basically about the same size, and there may be some complexities that would make it difficult for ghost gunner machines to fabricate them. But I could easily see them making M1 Garand, M14s, M1 carbine receivers. I could easily see that happening within the capability of the ghost gunner piece of equipment. Not talked about a whole lot. It's been a splash in the news a few times when there were some lawsuits pending and things like that, trying various state agencies trying to stop ghost gunner from doing what they're doing. But they'll ultimately be unsuccessful. They will. So I don't get the sell everything I would like to, as much as I would like to. Let's see, free downloads. Let's see what we got. We've got under free downloads, we've got a lot there. That's under products, military manuals, 342 files, miscellaneous, 336 files. So there's some interesting things there under products that you may not even be aware of. And of course, my friend Ted Brewer, I got his products listed there. Health Masters, excellent line of nutritional vitamin and mineral supplements that my friend Ted Brewer manufactures down there in Florida. You can get a discount with the coupon code JOHN5, John Roman numeral 5. And of course, the very bottom, my products, which includes my DVDs and some interesting things. We've got the Faraday bags. People have been buying a lot of those recently. And of course, my DVDs, The Heavens Are Shaking. I got to get an order in for those. Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Global Warming, what the government's been telling you, that's the one that really broke the ice and really got this whole thing going. Tim Spencer is interviewed on there. He seems to be a bit nervous in front of the camera. Tim, I know you're listening. But he did a good job of describing the map he saw when he was doing classified work for the U.S. Navy down in New Orleans. He walked across the hallway to get a cup of coffee. There was a master chief there, probably old enough to be his father, probably mid to late 40s. And he saw this map on the wall with strange markings on it. And he says, "Master chief, what is it? What's this map? What does this mean?" And the master chief said, basically, "Young sailor, don't worry about the markings on there. When it comes time to retire, you just want to retire to one of the white areas." And they had white areas marked on the map, which include the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. So he did. Now, Tim's from Central Florida. His wife's from Central Florida. And Tim was well into adulthood before he ever saw snow personally. But they moved to my neighborhood, almost next door in Salem, Missouri, because of the map that he was shown and the information he was given by that master chief back in the 1980s. Tim and his lovely wife, Lori, were both pistol students of mine a few years ago. During the lunch break, his wife, Lori, said the following. She says, "John, I don't like cold weather. I don't like ice. I don't like snow. I don't like Missouri. But we're here because of that darn map." He says, "I like fresh seafood. And we're here because of that darn map." And Tim and I both laughed. So Tim moved his family here when he got out of the Navy. I bought his little piece of heaven down there in Denton County, Missouri. Built himself a very nice home. And he's got himself a hobby for him. And at the moment, he's consumed fabricating mosquito net face masks. Tim has a Saturday show here, Republic Broadcasting, from 10 a.m. to noon, every Saturday. And he's a great guy, very productive guy, very bright guy, and loves his family, loves his country. And it was very helpful that he went public with me on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. People like to see an eyewitness. I was not an eyewitness to the map. I wasn't in the Navy. So I had to find the eyewitnesses, which I did. I found a bunch of them. All of them except Tim had pensions they wanted to not lose by talking publicly. Tim has 100% disability, so he can't lose that. That's why he went public. We have a bottom of the hour break. No, excuse me. We have our last break this hour, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of August. I'm also so happy that I am a dealer for doTERRA essential oils. My recently deceased wife, Dr. Moore, she was the person in charge of making sure the family supply of oils was up to snuff. That responsibility is now mine. And it's just so gratifying to see my family's supply of oils grow every month with my monthly orders, picking and choosing the ones that we're using frequently, making sure there's no gaps in our inventory, making sure the inventory is organized and easy to find, and so forth. I use these oils every day. I do. I put a little lemon in my drinking water. I drink a lot of water. I have a diffuser that I have going in the bedroom at night, and put different oils in there depending on what's going on. A friend of mine recently had a dental procedure, and I was encouraging my friend to use oregano to help with the healing process, and it did help the healing process. The dentist wasn't aware of the value oregano oil has in that manner, but it's a very strong antibacterial oil. Oregano is very hot, by the way. My wife, Dr. Moore, she had tried other essential oils, oregano oils, and I tried them also, and they were good, but not nearly as strong as the doTERRA version of oregano oil. Very hot, very concentrated. Very important point about all the doTERRA oils is they're safe to ingest. They're 100% pure. It's safe to ingest them. That's a very important thing that you may think you're finding a good value at a big box store on oils. Well, you're not. That's fantasy. Those oils you get from the big box stores at that good value, a lot of them have a petroleum base. So I'd stay away from them. I'd stay clear of them. Top of the hour coming up here. We're going to have our roundtable discussion. Steve Ben Noon will jump in for about a half an hour. Leon Green will be with us. Hopefully Steve O'Neill will be with us. These guys typically don't reach out to me before the show starts to let me know they'll be available, except Steve Ben Noon. He's very prompt in that regard, letting me know that he'll be with us for half an hour. He'll be traveling en route to a job site where he's preparing a safe haven for his family in an undisclosed location, as we say. So this roundtable discussion is something I've grown to look forward to these past several weeks, and I know our audience likes them also. And, of course, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443 when we have our roundtable discussion. It just goes all different directions. It's nothing planned in advance. It's completely extemporaneous, completely extemporaneous. And we talk about the events of the day and just get into all kinds of different topics. It's a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Professor McCanny with us, first hour, and Jeff Nyquist, hour two. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.